Time for a look at sports. I'm Jared Pettis on the local side. Mineral Area College Volleyball on Wednesday. The MAC Lady Cardinals at number 16 in the nation wrapped up the regular season against Lewis and Clark at the Bob Secrest Fieldhouse. The Lady Cardinals get a straight set winner 25-11, 25-18, 25-6 and trailed at only 1 point all game, 2-1. In the second set, the match featured just 4 total ties and 2 lead changes. The Lady Cardinals had a pair of 6-0 runs and a 7-0 run to wrap up set number 3. The leading scorer for the Lady Cardinals, Gabrielle Dombrowski, unofficially statted with 7 kills, 3 aces and a block. Olivia Shaw had 5 kills and 4 blocks. Lotta Gallardi, 5 kills, an ace and a block. And Courtney Tatum, off the bench, 2 kills and 2 blocks. Setter Belen Farofino added 3 blocks in the win as well. After the victory, head coach Tim Copeland.
I thought there was some good ups and downs a little bit, but I think for the most part we had it under control and we was talking pretty good, moving pretty good. I mean, every team you play is going to get a few points on you, but I thought we was in control from the beginning. I thought they felt like they were feeling kind of comfortable and confident again, which is all I was trying to get out of this, is make sure we're injury-free and make sure we're feeling confident going into Saturday that we're back.
The Lady Cardinals wrap up the regular season at 24-2 and are the top seed in the Region 16 tournament. They will play Saturday in the championship game against the winner of Friday's semifinal between Jefferson and West Plains. That tournament taking place from West Plains. If the Lady Cardinals win, they will host the Midwest District Tournament at the Bob Secrest Fieldhouse. Coming up today on the local side, volleyball action on KFMO Sports Plus, the Class 3 State Sectional between 28-4-2 Potosi as they travel to Saxony Lutheran to play the 16-19 Crusaders. Coverage starts at 6 on KFMO Sports Plus with the opening serve at 6:30. Potosi head coach Ashley Matthews says inexperience may help her team have success early in games.
They don't panic. I think that's the main thing, is they don't panic. They don't know what it's like to be in a big game. They don't know those feelings. They don't know how they should be feeling. They don't know what the expectations are. So, sometimes I feel like the inexperience kind of plays to our advantage because we don't know those things. But now they're feeling it. Now we got to grind and got to get to the next game, and so hopefully we can keep doing that.
Potosi is 24-0-0 when winning set 1 this season. Elsewhere, the Class 2 State Sectional features Valley Catholic, the Lady Warriors, 27-6-1, on the road at Arcadia Valley against the 19-14 Lady Tigers. Valley Catholic head coach Nancy Fisher on the success had this season offensively for Lexi Ram.
She just does a great job, and the sets aren't wide enough, moving off the antenna to be able to get a really solid swing. She did a great job with some sets that weren't necessarily perfect. She made the setters look better, and a lot of times the setters make her look better too. So it's kind of a reciprocal situation, but she does a great job with high ball contact and then a great follow through. She's just got a great snap, and she hits hard.
Arcadia Valley head coach Tara Lamb on the offense this season, having many options.
We're pretty versatile, and we're working really hard on being versatile hitters as well. We want to swing. We want to swing every single time, but we also need to be a really smart team as well. And so I really feel like every game we're really trying to do that.
That's the Valley Catholic at Arcadia Valley Class 2 State Sectional. And in Class 1, 35-3, Bismarck plays at Leopold, who is 27-7-2. That's a Class 1 State Sectional. District football tonight on AM 1240 KFMO, the Class 3 District 1 Tournament Quarterfinal. 2-seed Central hosts 7-seed Fredericktown. Coverage starts at 5:30 with kickoff at 6. You can tune in on KFMO live video on the website. And coming up tomorrow, high school football Class 4 District 1 Quarterfinal. 3-seed DeSoto hosts 6-seed North County. Coverage starts at 6 with the tailgate show fueled by McDonald's. Kickoff at 7, live video online at KFMOsports.com. NHL, the St. Louis Blues are back in action tonight against the Vancouver Canucks. Prior to today's game on Wednesday, the Blues announced that Alex Texier had been placed on waivers and forward Dalibor Dvorsky was recalled from AHL Springfield. Blues head coach Jim Montgomery, what has Dvorsky done in the minor leagues that has led to his call-up?
He's been very effective on the power play, and that these last 3 games have been his best 3 games that he's played. So he's feeling good about himself. He's making plays. He's scoring goals. He's doing the things, and that's why he's the guy that's called up.
The Blues enter the game on a 5-game losing streak. Coach Montgomery, what does he want to see his team do to try and snap that skid.
I want to see guys lean into a challenge. Like, mentally, get after it, you know? Big saying here is LGB, and this one I say is LFG. You can figure out the acronym.
The Blues and Canucks tonight on B104.3, pregame at 6:30, puck drop at 7. NFL, the Kansas City Chiefs play Sunday against the Buffalo Bills. Head coach Andy Reid, what concerns him about facing Buffalo?
Their offense is special, and obviously the quarterback is, you know, one of the best in the league at what he does, and he's got a great surrounding crew starting up front and moving on back, and then defensively, their front is, again, they can bring it. They've got a solid front.
And with more on the Chiefs, it's time for your Minute with Mitch.
It's time for a Minute with Mitch as we take a moment to discuss football with a play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. It's presented by Hy-Vee, the proud official grocery sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Patrick Mahomes is closing in on 95 wins, the most wins in NFL history by a quarterback 30 years or younger. Any guesses what his best month is for winning percentage? If you guess November, take a bow. Mahomes is 21-4 in the 11th month of the year. This week, he starts November at Buffalo. If Mahomes crushes this November, we'll remember it for a long time. This week, Buffalo, and if Mahomes is Batman, Josh Allen is the Joker or the Riddler. The following week, a bye, but after that, the most serious challenger to the Chiefs' 9-year run as division champions. At Denver, then home with the surprise team of the whole NFL, the Indianapolis Colts, then a short week with a road game at Dallas to play the Cowboys, who offensively have made some big news. Can it be Mahomes' November to remember? We'll find out on this Minute with Mitch.
Make your next tailgate tail great.
Go Chiefs!
With help from Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs. This football season, find all of your tailgating needs at your local Hy-Vee. From chips and beer to the freshest meat and seafood in town. The culinary pros at Hy-Vee take all of the guesswork out with pre-made dips, snacks, and more. And don't forget to stop by the bakery for a wide assortment of sweet treats. Tailgating has never been easier with help from your local Hy-Vee. Also remember, your local Hy-Vee is the place to find the highest quality beef, hand-selected and sourced from family farms throughout the Midwest. When it comes to beef, Hy-Vee goes the extra mile to bring affordable, tender, and delicious flavor to every tailgate and grill out. Stop into your local Hy-Vee to find Angus Reserve, Choice Reserve, and Prime Reserve beef options for your next gathering. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs.
And World Series Game 5 on Wednesday, the Toronto Blue Jays take a 3-2 series lead, beating the Los Angeles Dodgers yesterday 6-1. Halloween, Game 6, the Toronto Blue Jays on the cusp of their first World Series title since 1993. That's sports. I'm Jared Pettis.